We feel the currents flowing in the earth. We see the movement beneath the stillness. We watch the people sitting in their homes, and we hear the molten rivers in their heads. A short man sinks deep in his recliner. He has not moved in 16 days. This would not be unusual if he were simply dead. But he is also dead, a condition of much greater interest to us. The dead have evaporated and we have breathed them in, but the dead remain weighty and agentive. To be dead is to be gone from this world. To be dead is to be marked with death's brand and conscripted into its army, but still here, still blessed and cursed with a body, and thus still awash with choice. When asked his name, the dead man presses his lips together and produces a percussive stutter. His neighbor, a small living female, has dubbed him B. But this is the extent of his interaction with this woman and her pale friend with the baffling scent, the electric sweetness of life with a note of death's smoldering null. And under this, something else. Something very distant but very large. When B smells this third scent, he feels motion beneath his feet. He feels a vastness opening up around him. He feels awe and terror. So he stops breathing until his neighbors go away and the scent fades. Who are these creatures? What do they want? Why aren't they afraid? Do they know the turmoil inside of him? The thousand opposite urges throttling each other in his head? They visit him every few days, tiptoeing into his living room and attempting conversation as he sits in the dark, staring at their reflections in his television screen, trying to understand why he isn't eating them. He remembers a day when something changed. He felt a shift in the breeze and an interruption in gravity, a cool, clean stream flowing into his dust-crusted soul in the form of a simple question. Why are you here? That was the day he stood up from the warm corpse he was chewing and walked out of the airport. He found this house. He sat in this chair. He continues to sit in this chair, thinking.